You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Who wins in a bear market? Billionaire investor Leon Cooperman says that the one who loses the least wins. But why did he say that? Stay tuned, find out. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. You are listening to the Top News Podcast and this is your host, Kanishka Sarkar. I'm back here with the latest on markets, economy, auto sector, RBI's monetary policy and more. Before we get to other updates, here's how the market fared on April 7th. Sensex and Nifty ended lower for the third consecutive session. Sensex was down 575 points to 59,034, whereas Nifty slipped below 17,650. Titan, HDFC, Power Grid Corp and ONGC were among the top Nifty losers. This downtrend is amid a weak trend in the global markets due to hawkish Fed. Well, in the Indian market, investors were also eyeing RBI's MPC meet, which will announce its policy decision tomorrow. Tech stocks were in focus today as they declined ahead of earnings that are due next week. Nifty IT, the sectoral gauge, was down more than 1% to become the worst performing sector in the blue chip pack. Tech shares in Asia as well as the Wall Street echoed a similar drop. TCS, Wipro closed almost 2% lower, whereas Infosys, Mphasis, Mindtree and Coforge declined in the range of 0.7% to 1.7%. Shares of Z Entertainment Enterprises were also buzzing in trade today as Invesco, which is Z's largest stakeholder, opted to sell up to 7.8% of its share capital in Z through a block deal today. The stock ended almost 2% lower. Meanwhile, Paytm shares extended gains to a second straight day initially after the company reported a jump in loan disbursals in the quarter ended March 31st. However, the stock ended the session almost 2% lower. Well, while the domestic market is eyeing RBI policy announcement, here is what billionaire investor Leon Cooperman said about the US economy. He says soaring oil prices or the policy tightening by Federal Reserve could send the US into recession in 2023. The former hedge fund manager joins a number of Wall Street titans and investment banks that have raised concern over Fed's withdrawal of support from US and aggressive plan to hike rates to curb inflation. This, they say, could slow down growth and lead to recession. Cooperman says that investors understand curbing inflation is tantamount to curbing growth. He cautioned investors of a bear market that typically precedes recession and asked them to protect their portfolios in the midst of rising market risk. Moving on, the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee will announce its policy decision on Friday, that is April 8th. This is going to be one of the most crucial policies of recent times amid uncertainties caused by Russia-Ukraine conflict. Commodity prices have gone through the roof, oil is on the boil, and perhaps for the first time since the pandemic, inflation has emerged as a bigger concern than growth for the MPC. So, inflation is a key figure that will be watched keenly. CNBC TV 18 polled economists and market watchers, and most of them expect the MPC to hold rates steady for the 11th consecutive time. This even though some say RBI may perhaps be behind the curve when compared to other central banks. 90% of the respondents to CNBC TV 18 poll said that they expect no action on the reverse repo rate front, which would then set the stage for an eventual repo rate hike. 70% of them said that the reverse repo liftoff could only be by June. Meanwhile, according to a report by Informist Media, RBI is likely to maintain its accommodative stance, but it may change the wording of what the accommodative stance implies. According to the report, RBI may project CPI inflation above 6%. Next up, the CNG price was hiked again by Indraprastha Gas by 2.5 rupees per kg this time. This is the third price hike in April, which means a total hike of 9 rupees and 1 paise in this month alone. CNG in Delhi now costs 69 rupees and 11 paise, according to the information posted on the website of IGL. This firm is the one that retails CNG and piped cooking gas in the national capital as well as adjoining cities. This increase comes on the back of the government more than doubling natural gas prices to $6.1 per million British thermal unit from April 1st. Next are some updates from the business world. Sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the government will soon call e-scooter companies Ola and Okinawa for an explanation on the recent incidents of fire in their vehicles. Sources say that technical teams of the two companies will be called after the probe by independent experts is completed. Currently, independent experts are analyzing the batteries of the vehicles that caught fire. Depending on the conclusion of their report, the government will take a call on reviewing testing standards for EVs, according to these sources. Meanwhile, Ashneer Grover, the founder and former managing director of BharatPay, has hit out at the management of the fintech company over its quarterly results. In a tweet, he said that he has heard BharatPay close its first quarter of degrowth and maximum cash burn under the leadership of Rajneesh Kumar and Suhail Sameer. Grover tweeted, and I quote, "Chabi chhinna and hatti chalana do alag alag skills hai," unquote. This basically means that snatching away an organization from someone is one thing and running the organization is one thing. He says that markets are the ultimate test and truth. This tweet comes days after BharatPay stripped Grover and his wife Madhuri Jain of all positions after a preliminary report of an external audit showed that the duo indulged in alleged misdeeds and financial irregularities. Moving on, here's the latest on Russia and India's agreement over rupee and ruble arrangement. So the Indian government is yet to decide on formalizing the much-debated rupee-ruble agreement, even though Moscow has offered to make payments for all Indian exports in the Indian currency. RBI was unable to decide on a formal swap ratio for the rupee-ruble trade, mainly due to the volatility of ruble after the Russia-Ukraine war. This is said to be the main reason behind the delay. As per the mechanism worked out, both countries will agree to hold a specified amount in local currencies in the two accounts. For instance, if the amount agreed is $100 million, the Indian bank's account in Russia will have ruble worth the same amount, while the Russian banks in India will hold rupee worth the same amount. Lastly, researchers have come out with data on the role of MBA-wielding managers on salaries and profitability. So, working paper from NBER states that within 5 years of appointment of a manager with a business degree, wages decline by 6% and the labor share by 5 percentage points in the US when compared to firms operated by non-business managers. The findings show that firms do not enjoy higher output, investment or employment growth after hiring business managers. The paper states that this basically suggests that business managers are not more productive than their non-business peers. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.